What's up, Chasers? This is Dan Ponce, the founder of Straight No Chaser, now Straight No Chaser's number one fan, and I am behind the mic with SNC Fan Chats.
Wah, 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 Chaser.
You're behind the mic with Straight No Chaser.
Official podcast show.
Yeah, Chaser. You're behind the mic,
Chaser.
You're behind the mic for news, interviews, and more.
You came to our show. You live on the website, but still you want more.
So
Shayna, Kathy, David, Tina, ready to go. SNC Fan Chat, time for the show.
Hello, Chasers. This is Shayna.
And this is Dave.
And this is Tina. And we're bringing you
Who's with us?
I did.
Our long lost co-host Tina is with us, Shayna. How about that?
And I'm sure that all the Chasers have missed hearing you on the podcast. So welcome back. We're glad to have you back.
Very glad to have you back. Yep.
Thank you, thank you. I learned a very valuable lesson in my time being gone that stealing candy from a baby does have consequences. So remember that out there.
And we're sorry Kathy was unable to make it with us tonight. That doesn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
That Kathy's not able to make it with us tonight? Something like that.
She's not able to be here with us tonight.
There you go.
We're bringing you episode number 18 today. Now, as you all know, SNC Summer's residency is in Atlantic City. It's about to draw to a close, so we prepared a great episode for you. Maybe to use as a travel soundtrack. But anyways,
I know I will.
Are you going, Dave?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We've got a great interview and lots of news in Chaserville, so let's get to it.
So, Chasers, it's been about a year since our last interview with him, so we thought it was about time to bring him back and talk about how it's like being Straight No Chaser's number one fan. So, I couldn't be any more ambiguous, but here is our interview with Straight No Chaser founder Dan Ponce.
Wow.
Yay. Hey, Chasers. This is Shayna.
This is Kathy.
And this is Dave with SNC Fan Chat behind the mic with Straight No Chaser.
So we are here once again with the founder of Straight No Chaser and reporter extraordinaire Dan Ponce. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, Dan.
Hey, my pleasure. Weather's beautiful here in Chicago. It's always great to talk to Straight No Chaser's fans. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Dan. So let's get things started. So how have things been since we last spoke to you a whole year? Wait a minute, a whole year ago? It's been one whole year since we talked? Wait a minute. I'm in shock. Wait a minute. One whole year that you have not been in Straight No Chaser. And guess what? The group's still there. Great music, great shows. Better, bigger, more music, more fun and excitement. I'm confused. You know what,
right,
Dan? I'm not saying that we don't miss you. We do. But your baby, your legacy, it's still growing.
Yeah. No, it feels great. And I just love to see all the things that have happened to the group. You know, I follow online. I talk to the guys regularly. Most of them were at my wedding. A bunch of them were in the wedding. So I've definitely been, staying close to the group. But, I can't believe a year has passed since I left the group. Life is great in Chicago. I'm very happy. Broadcast career is going really, really well. I definitely miss the guys a lot, but I'm just, it's just as fun for me to follow their progress as a fan as it is being in the group. I know people would find that very hard to believe, but, just couldn't be more proud. So excited for the new PBS special. So excited for their, to see their show at Atlantic City, coming up here very shortly. And even more excited to see them at the Chicago Theater again this fall.
Sure. I guess that answers my question, huh?
people ask, do you regret leaving the group? You miss the group? I don't regret leaving the group. It was definitely the right decision for me, and I've been really lucky to have a broadcast career that's going so well. But I do miss I miss the guys. I mean, these are still some of my closest friends, and I miss that camaraderie and the thrill of the live performance. But it's a tough lifestyle being a full time musician on the road 9 months out of the year and away from your home and people you love. And, that part of the, being in the group, I don't miss the lifestyle. Of course I miss the music, miss the guys, miss the friendship, but I'm lucky to have those memories, and I want nothing but the best for the group, and it's been a thrill to follow their progress and their success.
So, Dan, how have you been involved with SNC since you retired from the group?
Well, you know, I've really just been a fan. You know, they have such talented writers there with Walt and Tyler and Ryan and Don Nottingham. You know, I don't really think they need my writing. You know, so, and that's, you know, it's no hard feelings. I understand, but I really haven't been involved with the group much at all from a creative standpoint, simply because they just have so much talent there that exists. So, you know, I just been kind of staying in touch and following along and hanging out with them whenever I can, and just sort of staying in touch without actually, you know, having anything to do with the group anymore.
Okay, so you're not arranging then anymore, or not right now?
No, I actually am. I've got some.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of really cool projects coming up that I'm not quite ready to make public yet, but I can tell you that I want, you know, Straight No Chaser fans to definitely look forward to a couple of really exciting things I have in the works. My music writing days are definitely still going strong. I've been writing and arranging and working on some really, really cool stuff. So I know that's a little vague right now. I know you're anxious to, you know, hear what I've got in the works, but, you know, I don't want to, I'm always really paranoid about making announcements prematurely.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I definitely am still a musician. I'm still a writer. I'm still a singer. And even though I won't be doing it full-time professionally, that doesn't mean I can't still do it, right?
Right.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So speaking of arrangements and Straight No Chaser, I recently received IUSNC's new EP, Still Standin', and you were featured in a new arrangement of the Straight No Chaser theme song. And I have to say that I think it's amazing. So everyone out there, if you haven't heard it yet, you really should.
Thank you.
But, yeah, so did you arrange that? I mean, what was your involvement in, like, recording the EP and helping out with the group and all that stuff?
Yeah, so that group, that song, the Straight No Chaser theme song, I wrote my summer into my junior year. So that would have been the summer of 1997. I wrote that song. And so the group has performed several versions of it. I rewrote it for the Atlantic City show last year. And when the undergrad group approached me about recording it again, I thought that was a great idea, and I was really honored when they asked me to sing the solo as sort of a, you know, 15-year anniversary of the group kind of guest appearance. And so it was really cool to record it. So I wasn't really... They had recorded a version of the song, a rough version of the song, and asked me what I thought of it. And, you know, I gave a lot of pointers. I said, you know, the bass line needs to come up here. The tenor parts need to come out here. You know, I kind of gave them some basic guidance, and I worked with them on the mix a little bit for that song. And then I spent an afternoon going into the studio at our old studio in Bloomington and actually recording it. And that was really, really fun to be, you know, back in the studio recording, you know, the song that I wrote so many years ago with the current undergrad group. So really had a great time. For the rest of the EP, I did give these songs a listen down and offered a little bit of criticism, but not all that much. I mean, they really did it on their own. My favorite song on the EP, actually, is the We All Need Saving. I was absolutely blown away by that arrangement, which was done by Tyler Tripp. And the solo, the guy named Brent Mann, I mean, I just, you know, it takes a lot to impress me for when it comes to a good acapella. And that one, I was just floored. I mean, that really, I thought was amazing. So that's my favorite song on the EP. But it was fun to make a guest appearance on it as well.
Oh, yeah. And it's great to hear you, too.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was
fun to be heard.
So what was it like going back to IU for the 15th anniversary?
Oh, it was just a blast. We had so much fun. You know, what I really liked and what I think, I remember talking to Dave Roberts about this and with some of the other original members, it was so cool to see the current undergrad group and the camaraderie that they have. It's like it's a whole new group of friends who we don't even really know each other personally that well. But you can see the friendship and the love and the passion for a cappella on stage with them. And it's the exact same way it was with us when we were undergrads at IU. So to see it happen all over again year after year with a different group is just really special. The concert was great. The professional Straight No Chaser, the Atlantic guys sounded awesome. They did you know, Billie Jean, and they did the Gaga, and they, I forget what else, maybe a couple other songs. They sounded great. So it was just a really special night for the group. The audience loved it. And the really fun part was the after party. They all just went to this bar and hung out, and just, you know, it was just fun to catch up with different guys, you know, who I hadn't seen in a long time from different years. I mean, we're talking about dozens and dozens of group members throughout the years. And it's just an amazing legacy, you know, 15 years going strong.
Yeah, and we're speaking with the man that started that legacy, listeners, Mr. Dan Ponce. You know, Dan, a couple, two or three weeks ago, you started a brand new Facebook fan page. And a couple of, you know, I'm sure many of our listeners, you know, I know have already started following you. And we're getting new listeners. We're getting new fans with Straight No Chaser every day. In fact, I just saw the other day 156,000 Facebook friends for Straight No Chaser. That's phenomenal in itself. So
yeah.
Getting where I was going here, you know, we got people that don't really know who you are, and you're starting this new page. I mean, you're not starting
right.
It because you became too popular for your old page, right?
Well, what happened was all the TV reporters in Chicago are have to launch these fan pages, because your regular, you're allotted 5,000 friends, and when those fill up, you have to have this fan page. So, I only deleted the other fan page because it said Dan Ponce Reports, and they just wanted to have it be your name only. Without having anything. And so I just figured, you know, instead of like racking up all these fans on Dan Ponce Reports, I just deleted that and started just Dan Ponce. So, you know, if you all the other TV people in Chicago have a similar situation going on. I'm not on Facebook as much as I should be, because I know that so many people are use that as a really great way of communicating, and I should. So, you know, I know like Ryan Allworth's always, you know, updating every 5 minutes, you know, I just had a steak sandwich. And, you know, I just, maybe my life's not that interesting that people need to know what I'm doing every day. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But, like, you know, I'm going to be eventually using, you know, that page as my main page, you know, to update, you know, the reports I'm working on, the shows that I have coming up, the music I'm releasing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I eventually plan to make that into a nice place where you can be updated on me. So,
all right.
Yeah.
And our listeners, and Dan, our listeners are more than welcome to ask for your friendship on this page.
Oh, gosh, please, yes. I hope they like my page, and I hope that they follow me. I promise it's going to get more and more interesting as I become more involved with different broadcasts and radio and music. So please put your request in and like my fan page. And I think I have like another 1,000 friends I can add on my regular Facebook page. So, yes, no, I would like to be in touch with as many people as possible and get feedback and ideas. I always try and respond when I get messages. So I definitely want to be in touch on Facebook and Twitter as much as possible. And my Twitter account is Dan Ponce TV.
Oh, okay.
So follow me on Twitter there as well, yeah.
There you go. All right. That's very awesome. Hey, before we move on, talking about books, and I know there are a lot of listeners that are maybe ask you, maybe they don't want to ask you. There's a certain book that you received maybe last year. I think it might have been your last show. A lot of paraphernalia, things, memories. I think it was called a scrapbook. You look at that? Do you use it for a doorstop or anything like that?
Well, I have it very prominently displayed here on my what I call my Straight No Chaser shrine.
And up in my television den area, I've got like all the you know, the posters, the albums, and stuff. And I definitely go through this scrapbook and show it off to friends. To people who come over, because it just shows, you know, how great these fans are, you know, that how loyal they are, and just this scrapbook still is great. I mean, I still go through it. Kim Davis, you know, put this really cool page together where she just had this picture of me and like this really cool quote. I love the story that you guys all wrote. The fairy tale. Amy cracked up. I mean, it was so funny. She had so much. She had as much fun reading the story with me. You know, we read it together. It's just funny. Remember Erica Link? I hope I said her name. Link, L-I-N-K-E, Linky or Link or whatever. I liked it. She has like she cut out like a picture of the two of us together that we took in line. And like, you know, we take so many pictures, you know, in the autograph line, you don't remember them. So it was really cool that she included that. There's just a lot of stuff that I remember. You know, there's different CDs that people made for me that I listened to. I think, Shayna, maybe you did that. Did you record that version of that song?
It was the Green Day song?
Tell Me Your Life.
Yeah, it was a bunch of us. It was me, Tina, Sarah Twilley, and SJ Fosnock.
Yes, that was so cool. Yeah, I have that on my iTunes library that I've listened to. Oh, there's just so many things in the scrapbook that I remember, but it's really fun to go to, you know. Yeah, you got this picture. Dave, I think didn't you do something? It was like Miss America, picture that you put in there.
Yeah, well, that congeniality thing.
I remember that.
Yeah, well, it's all for fun. That's all it is all for fun. And
this is great.
Anyway, moving right along, it's so nice that you do pick that up, and I'm sure, because there's a lot of good hard work and a lot of heart that went into that book, so I think we can go on to the off that topic now.
Yeah, no, I still have the scrapbook, and it's great, and I love it.
Great.
Beautiful.
Now going in a completely different direction now. Dan, what process do you go through when you decide to arrange a song?
You know, when I hear a song, I could be at the gym or driving in the car, or something will just pop into my head in the middle of the night, and I'll just think that would be a great song for a cappella. One of our really popular songs over the years was the song "Worlds Apart." Pressure Group really hasn't done that often, but it was just something I was listening to in the radio, and I had no idea who the artist was. I had no idea, but I just kind of heard that song and thought that would be a great a cappella song, and it wound up being one of our really popular songs over the years. Mm-hmm. That would be on my short list of songs to put on a new album if the guys ever did another one. You know, there's a lot of things. I still have ideas, and I, like I said, I don't want to give too much away, but I definitely have a lot more, arrangements in the works. And they can come from anywhere. You know, I love the idea of taking, a hard dance song, like Walt did with the Lady Gaga arrangement, and turning it into an a cappella song. You know, the inspiration comes from lots of different ways, and there's really not a formula that I follow. It's just songs that I love and songs that I can hear being sung well for a cappella.
Right. So how does this process differ from writing an original song?
You know, totally different, because with original songs, the music always comes first for me. I never write lyrics first.
Oh.
I always write the music first. And the other thing that comes with original songs is that I write them on the piano.
Oh.
So it starts with a chord progression. It starts with a melody that I'm actually playing with my fingers, and I'm really not humming. And so I work it that way. So for me, an original song starts with messing around on the piano, coming up with melodies, coming up with chord progression. And then when I have a rhythm and a melody, then I put lyrics to that. So I know some people write lyrics first and the melody jumps out, but for me it's opposite. It's music first and then lyrics. Like the song All My Life that we performed, the one I sang for Amy before I proposed to her, and the one that Mike Luganbill sings, that's the intro started on the piano before there was even a melody or anything. You know, I didn't sit down and write the lyrics first and then try and put them to a melody. I remember sitting at my piano, and here, I'll play it for you now. That's kind of what I came up with first. I thought that would be a good way that could lend itself to an a cappella, and then I kind of just would repeat that over and then just kind of sing different melodies over it. So, yeah.
Oh, dang.
That looks so cool.
That's very cool.
No, I can never write an original song. I don't have enough creative brain cells for that. So we know that you're an amazing pianist and that you're an amazing instrumentalist, on top of being a fantastic vocalist. But was there ever an event or a moment or something that made you go from playing and singing other people's music to writing and arranging your own music, or making your own arrangements from songs you've heard from other people?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goal of any writer is to write songs that are your own. I love a cappella, but, you know, the 99% of our repertoire are songs that other people have written. And so I think the goal is not just for me, anyhow, when I was a director, and, you know, for my projects coming up, you know, I want to continue to arrange and do cool versions of other people's music, but more importantly, I really want to write new music, new songs, new lyrics, new melodies, because I think that's even more impressive when you can come up with an original song, and it's a lot more hard, you know. I think one reason that the group is so popular, their concerts are so popular, are because, you know, most of the songs that they're singing, you know, the audience can sing along with. So you go into familiar territory. You know, you go to a Christmas concert because you want to hear the same songs, and that's great. But I would absolutely love it if the group would incorporate more original music. And I've kind of got the impression that the label is sort of hesitant to give the group the green light to do more original music. And you've got some amazing songwriters in the group.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ryan Allward is just a phenomenal songwriter. Mike Luganbill is a great songwriter. You know, between those two guys, I mean, they could probably come up with an album of original songs of their own. I really wish that, you know, the label and some of the management wouldn't be so scared to, like, turn the group loose creatively and not just do remixes and arrangements of other people's songs. I think the group is popular enough now and successful enough that they could take more risks and venture out into a more original music. It's kind of a long answer to a question there.
Yeah. So what's your favorite part about watching the guys perform while sitting in the audience as their number one fan?
You know, I like to know all the personalities and kind of knowing a lot of the inside jokes. I guess I can only explain it when you spend, you know, thousands, and I don't exaggerate that, thousands of hours with the same people, you learn every little quirk and expression, and, you know, if something's not quite right or something's outstanding, you know, I like to follow that body of language along, knowing that I've been there and know exactly what they're talking about. So that's my favorite part for sure. And I like hearing my songs. I like, you know, they still perform so many of my arrangements. So I like to think back, you know, when they're doing Like a Prayer, I like to think back, you know, when I was, you know, just tinkering around on my piano, you know, coming up with that sort of haunting ballad melody of that song. And I remember kind of thinking that would be an interesting twist on this song. So I love hearing that song and kind of thinking back to when I was writing it.
Do you have a favorite song that they've performed in the most recent?
Like a Prayer is definitely my favorite song that they do now. I think it's right in Mike Luganbill's wheelhouse, and you know, he just kills it every night.
And
it's at the point now where I've seen some videos on there, like they start this song and people start clapping, like it's like you know, becoming one of the more popular songs.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, since this is the SNC fan chat, we'd like to ask you, so how have the fans been treating you since your departure from SNC last year? And have you ever been recognized outside on the streets of Chicago as a member of SNC?
You know what's funny is that it's now probably half and half. I get recognized as a reporter and half as a member of Straight No Chaser. What I absolutely love is the diversity of people that recognize me for the Straight No Chaser PBS show. Because, you know, in Chicago, you have very segregated neighborhoods. You have the African-American neighborhoods, you have the, you know, Latino neighborhood, you have the Italian neighborhood, you have the Polish neighborhood, you have, you know, it's all be like, you know, on the far south side of the city, you know, in the, you know, one of Chicago's black neighborhoods, you know, doing a story about, you know, around President Obama's house or something, you know, political story or something, and people will say, hey, I saw you on PBS, you know, and it's just, I love seeing the diversity, you know, because a lot of people think, you know, Straight No Chaser, you know, middle-aged white women in Kansas, you know, but like, the group is really reaches, like, you know, just this really diverse audience, and that's what I absolutely love. A story actually that happened, I think, since our last call, this is hilarious. I'm at the federal building. There's this really high tense case that was going on. It's a long story, but this guy had been caught trying to undercover a sting operation. He thought he was planting a bomb that was going to blow up around Wrigley Field. Really terrible story. Turned out to be a sting operation. It was a fake bomb. No one got hurt, but anyway, this guy got captured. And all the reporters are waiting to talk to his attorney. We're all sitting outside the federal building, all these reporters. And this attorney, you know, finally he comes out. We swarm him with the cameras. I'm standing there, you know, holding my mic out with another 10 reporters there. And he comes up to me and he goes, hey, I'm a huge fan of your brother's music. I have all his CDs. I love it. He thought that I was my brother. And he was talking about me. It was really funny, and everyone starts laughing. I said, "No, actually, you know, I'm back on the air now. I'm with WGN, and you think that I'm Anthony, but he's not, you know." So it was pretty funny. But yeah, no, I still get recognized both for television and for Straight No Chaser.
That is so cool.
Really funny. But you know, Dan, that WGN gig that you got going on, man. I mean,
a lot of people were kind of saddened when you announced that you were leaving Straight No Chaser, and you know, you got a lot of friends in Chaserville. This WGN thing, it allows some of us to still be able to view you. The stories you do are heartwarming. The special stories, they're really great to see. But you and your brother, every once in a while, get on the radio and have a little fun.
Yeah, we do. My brother and I have been filling in at a couple different radio stations around town, and we have two stations now that are interested in us that we've been posting regularly, and I'm hoping to make an announcement in the next couple of weeks. We are in the process of putting a regular radio show together that we're really excited about. Yeah, you know, it'll be more of a kind of recapping the week's main stories of the week's main stories. We interview different politicians, other reporters, but I'm also hoping to feature some music as well. So, it's not going to be like a regular music show, but we are going to kind of hopefully feature some of the music. Straight on Chaser or some of the new products that's coming up. So really looking forward to that. I'm hoping to be able to make an announcement, officially of, what station it'll be, when it'll be on. I think within the next, hopefully in the next few weeks. But
wow,
that's really been an exciting project, yeah.
Huh. Wow. Where'd that come from? You never even would have guessed. Thanks for sharing that, Dan.
Yeah. There's got my hands in a lot of different projects right now. I mean, TV will, of course, will always be my bread and butter, but radio is, I think, a lot of potential, and still working on music. And like I said, when it's time to make an announcement, you guys will hear about it. We can do another fan chat, and I can tell you all about it. But I've definitely got some really cool stuff in the works.
Hey, would love to. Hey, you know what? I actually pulled up the audio of our interview that we did a year ago. And by the way, listeners, we'll actually post it on our page. Shane will put it up. If you've not listened to the interview a year ago, we'll put it up for you. But I was listening to it, and something you said last year, I had to chuckle. And, you being a newly married man, and you're happily married. You are happily married, right?
Very happily married. Yes, I was married about 2 months ago. It's going great.
That's good. But you're talking your love of music and your love of the news, and of course your new wife there. And one of the quotes, and I'm going to quote you because you said it right here on SNC Fan Chat behind the mic. You said that Straight No Chaser will always be your first love. Is that still true?
Absolutely. No, Straight No Chaser, I mean, when it comes to music, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Good boy.
Yeah.
You did good.
Straight No Chaser, of course. That is just put so much love and heart into that group. And, of course, that'll always be my first love, musically speaking.
Very cool. You answered that very good.
Yeah. Well, Dan, thank you so much for a great interview. We've had such a great time talking to you.
You're so welcome. Let's do it again. I want to stay in touch. Love the Chasers. I still have all the stuff that you guys have sent me in these cards, and I haven't thrown any of them away, and they're wonderful, and I just love you all, and I hope to stay in touch.
Fantastic. One question before you leave, though. Is there anything that you want to say directly to the fans that are listening to the podcast right now? Anything that you want to tell them?
Yeah, I want to tell the fans that my music days are far from over. I have a lot of great projects in the works, and I hope that people will be excited to hear more music from me in a bunch of different forms. So stay tuned, as we say in television and in radio.
We definitely will do that.
Definitely. All right, well, thanks again, Dan. Thanks for taking the time out of your very hectic schedule to talk. We'll be sure to tune in to the radio, the TV. Can't wait to catch up with you sometime.
Sounds good, guys. Stay in touch. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you, Dan.
All right.
See ya.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, wasn't it great hearing from Dan again? I know, folks, that I enjoyed talking to him. I couldn't believe it was a whole year that we've talked to him. But, hey, did you enjoy the interview? Be sure to send us an email at sncfanchat@gmail.com. Again, sncfanchat@gmail.com. And then let us know what you think. And, folks, if you hadn't had a chance, or maybe you've never gotten a chance to listen to our very first interview with Dan a year ago, Shana, we're going to tag that, right? So folks can easily find that.
Yeah. I'll put it in the show notes, and it'll be up on the blog and posted there so you can listen to it there. We'll also post the link to that interview on our Twitter and Facebook pages. So if it's harder, a little harder for you to find, we can definitely post it up there so you can take a listen, because that was a great interview with Dan, and this was a great interview with him as well. So it would be interesting to listen to both interviews back-to-back and then see how Straight No Chaser has evolved in the past year and how they've gotten bigger and better. And, yeah.
Shana, you know, you bring up a very good point. I mean, the things that have changed over a year, and I think listeners would definitely get a kick out of hearing Dan a year ago and now hearing him now. I mean, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll definitely be posting that link up for all of you listeners to check out. I mean, if you haven't listened to it since a year ago, it would be really great to take a trip down memory lane and listen to what he had to say back then and what his expectations were then, and then to see how SNC has gone above and beyond that. But yeah, I'll post a link up on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll be able to find that interview. And also, we'd really love to hear from you. As Dave was saying, send us an email at sncfanchat@gmail.com. We'd love to hear what you think about Dan's upcoming projects or his soon-to-be, maybe not, radio show with his brother. So, yeah, be sure to let us know, because we would really love to hear what you guys have to say.
And now for the news. Take it away, Tina.
All right. Straight No Chaser is in their final stretches of their Atlantic City residency, and a whole bunch of chasers will be in attendance for the final shows this Labor Day. Are you going?
Yep.
No. I want you so badly. You have no idea.
I'll be there in spirit.
As will I.
Someone drink a drink for me.
I'll drink a drink for you, Tina. It won't be the same without you this year. In fact, I know a lot of people are going to miss you, but you'll be there in spirit with us. We'll be toasting a toast to you for sure.
That's a true friend right there, Dave. Anyways, we'd love to hear all the fun that all you chasers have, so be sure to let us know.
And speaking of Atlantic City, Straight No Chaser got to serenade Goldie Hawn with Uptown Girl recently at Harrah's. So the video is online at smcmusic.com, and I know that it was probably a really great experience for the guys. I know that when I found out, I was just ecstatic for them to hear that Goldie Hawn had come to their show and was watching it in Atlantic City. So if you haven't seen it yet, this is the last weekend where you're going to be able to see it live. So I recommend that you should go and see it if you can. So, yeah, the video is on smcmusic.com, so be sure to check that out.
Can't wait to see it, Shana. Well, hey, folks, continuing on with the news, you know, last weekend, as of this recording, last weekend, there was a certain weather phenomena, Hurricane Irene. Hurricane Irene moved up the East Coast, and you know what? SNC had to cancel their weekend show at the time that the storm hit. You know, they didn't want to do it, but, you know, safety is safety. It's more important. And luckily, you know, everybody is okay. Everyone made it all right. From what I understand, Atlantic City is still standing. The beaches are still there. And, in fact, I called the hotel that I was that I'm staying at, and they said, oh, we didn't get hit like we were supposed to, and, yeah, everything's cool. So, yep, if you're planning on going to Atlantic City this weekend for the final weekend at the shore, you're good to go. So,
that's
moving
good
on.
All right, and now on to New Year's Eve. So this year, it was recently announced that Straight No Chaser will be celebrating New Year's Eve in, drum roll please,
da, 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 da. Oh, drum roll.
What?
Yeah, that's the craziest drum roll I've ever heard. I've been gone for a long time because they completely changed that one up. I didn't even know that that changed.
Well, anyway, Straight No Chaser is going to be at Fresno, California, so kind of close to me, kind of close. Keyword being kind of. So, yeah, but the performance will be at the Saroyan Theater. I hope I said that right. And there is going to be several options. There's a platinum dinner package option for the show, which includes dinner and a small private show before the actual performance, and that'll be, I think it was about two songs. So the package will include that the dinner, the private show, and also a VIP laminate and a prime floor seat for the performance. So be sure to check that out. You can also just buy your tickets a la carte without the dinner and the VIP laminate and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, so to order tickets, you can go to straightnochaser.artistarena.com, and don't worry, we'll post these links on our show notes, and you can also just go to smcmusic.com to and check out the blog post where all this information is detailed. But if you go to straightnochaser.artistarena.com and log in with the username Chasers and the password Tickets, you should be able to enter the special pre-sale so you can order tickets for the New Year's Eve show. So it's promising to be a fantastic show. I have no idea what the I don't know if the scene is going to be the same as it was last year or if it's going to be a little different. So we'll see. Only time will tell. But it's going to be a very exciting night. So if you can make it out to Fresno, that's where the party's going to be. So, yeah.
You know, I'm going to interrupt here real quick, Shayna. You know what, folks? Shayna said that you can buy, you know, the just the show tickets a la carte. You know, you don't have to do the dinner. You don't have to do the platinum thing. But you know what, folks? New Year's Eve only happens once a year, and you got your loved one with you. You're going to want to do it right. You're going to want to do it perfect. And this New Year's Eve is going to be, what do I want to say, the cream of the, how do you say that, the cream of the creme type thing? Who did French? Say it for me, Shayna. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, folks, you're going to do this New Year's Eve. Do it right. Just do the whole kit and caboodle and buy the whole package, and I think you're going to want to do that. I think you're going to be very happy with it. Another thing that came to my mind is, you know, there's always, seems like lately there's been this East Coast, West Coast thing going on with Chasers, and it's an envious thing, but I think it's all good, you know what I mean? But you know what?
Oh, yeah.
The guys have been on the East Coast. Huh?
It's more of a friendly rivalry.
yeah, exactly. It's not mean or anything, but but the guys have been on the East Coast. Hey, they've been on the East Coast like two whole summers, and I think this is a good thing for the West Coasters. And you know, guys out there in the West Coast, do it right. Go out and have some fun. New Year's Eve. Once it only happens once a year.
And on the same note of East Coast, West Coast, I have a personal opinion that I would like to assert. I think that Shayna Chaser should have a residency in Las Vegas. But just putting that out there for the powers that be that might be listening. Anyway.
Assert yourself, Shayna. Assert it.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? I think there's a lot of people that would be good with that. I mean, I'm on the, well, kind of away from the, I'm more Midwest, but being here by Cleveland, Ohio, but I would be fine with SNC being at Vegas for a whole summer. It's not about us, folks. It's about, you know what it is? It's about the guys getting their names out, you know, exposing themselves to new listeners, people that have never heard or never seen them.
And ultimately, that's all that it boils down to is where can Straight No Chaser be that brings out exposure so that they'll be able to bring their music to a whole different group of people. Like what Dan was saying about how a cappella music can just span people of all ages, of all races, of all generations, and just come together and enjoy good music. So, I mean, I know that there's a lot of people out there that would probably love to hear Straight No Chaser. They just don't even know about them yet. So,
Absolutely. That
is our goal. Our goal is to spread the awesomeness that is Straight No Chaser.
And you know what, Shayna and Tina, it's not just our goal. I think every chaser out there listening to us, every chaser that goes to the shows and do the meet and greet, you know what? I don't know. If it's just me, I don't know if you guys or who else does it, but, you know, I'm standing in line with meet and greet. You know what? I'm talking to the person in front of me, the person in back of me, introducing myself. Hey, I'm some goof that you don't know, but what do you think of a concert? And, you know, and, you know, have you ever heard of these guys before? No, never heard of these guys. We got tickets from a friend and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, every chaser out there should be, somebody used, no, we haven't used that word yet, or did we? I saw the word recently. Oh, ambassador. I saw the word ambassador, and I'm thinking, you know what, that's a very good word. You know, every chaser out there should be an ambassador for Straight No Chaser.
Whoops.
What?
No,
has somebody been slacking?
No, I have not. I have not slacked on my chaserly duties. It's just when he said be an ambassador, I always think of, you know, oh, be a good person and don't drink it. And I was like, oops, messed that one up. I digress.
All right, moving along.
Speaking of Straight No Chaser being all about, check out the S&C website for the 2012 Spring Tour. Several dates have been announced, and they're probably coming to a city near you. If not, never fear. More dates will be announced soon, so keep checking back.
Absolutely, Tina, and that's a key thing, people. Always check the SNCmusic.com site for up-and-coming shows. If you're part of the SNCmusic.com site, obviously you've created an identity. You're going to get emails that tell you when the shows are coming up. I mean, and guess what? Most of the time, we're going to get first grabs at some tickets, too. So, yeah. Hey, Tina, talking about tours here, just an announcement here. I think, what was it, yesterday they had, or even today, they said that the UK concert tour had to be moved up. There's a block of dates that the guys were going to be in UK for September and October, but there was some sort of scheduling conflict. Haven't really heard what the conflict was, but these shows, and folks, I don't know if anybody was going to go out to the UK to see Straight No Chaser September and October, you might want to change your travel plans, because the guys won't be going to do any touring until February of 2012. So here we go again. Be sure to check out SNCmusic.com for updates.
Yep. And speaking of fall tour changes, the Baltimore show venue for the November 19th concert has been changed. The show will no longer be at the First Mariner Arena. They're moving the show to the Meyerhoff Theater. So I think that was the theater that they were at recently. So if you've already bought tickets through Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster should have notified you of the change and that they refunded your money. And you'll also be able to repurchase those tickets from a block of seats that have been reserved specifically for those of you that have already bought tickets from Ticketmaster. Also, if you bought tickets through Artist Arena, you'll be notified directly of your new seat. And I don't think that there is any thing, like, I know Ticketmaster, they're having you repurchase the tickets. I think through Artist Arena, which is through the pre-sale that Straight No Chaser has a hand in, I think they just transfer, they basically just transferred the seats, the tickets. So your tickets should still be good, and I think it was based on when you purchased your ticket. So you should have gotten an email about that already, or you should probably have been notified of that already. And the dinner that they had planned for Baltimore is still on. They're going to have it in the lobby, I believe, of that theater. So never fear. And, of course, if you have any questions, you should probably just contact the ticket distributors directly. Or, of course, you can always contact the web crew if you have any problems or questions about any of these ticket changes. And speaking of seats for concerts in general, Ticketmaster has a new function. So if you connect Ticketmaster's interactive seating chart to your Facebook page, you can share where you're going to be sitting for any particular show that that you're going to be going to for any Straight No Chaser show. You can see where you're going to be sitting, and then you can see where all of your Facebook friends are going to be sitting. So that's a really cool thing. So you can see who you're going to be sitting next to, or who you're going to be shenanigizing with on the during a specific concert. So that's a really cool new feature that I haven't tried out yet, but I'm definitely going to do it as soon as I get some free time to see who's going to be sitting next to me in the LA concert.
Yeah, you know what? This does look like a pretty fun thing. And you said you haven't played with it. I know I haven't touched it yet. Is it up and running yet? Do we know?
It should be up and running. I haven't checked it yet, but I think that it is because it seems as it was an official release from some official looking website. I did go to clicked to see the full information that redirected me to a site outside of Straight No Chaser's smtmusic.com, and I think that it is up and running, so you should be able to check it out, and I think it's going to be pretty cool. You can see who you're going to be sitting next to and stuff like that.
And you have to, you do this through, you said through Facebook, or link it with Facebook?
Yeah, you should be able to link your Facebook page to the Ticketmaster seating chart, and then it'll probably ask you to allow them to access your account and things like that. So then they'll know who your friends are and stuff like that. So it should be pretty cool. Then you can see where you're going to be sitting in relation to other chasers. And if you find that you're going to be sitting next to a chaser, that's going to be pretty awesome. And then you can be awesome together.
But you know, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. If the person that you're sitting next to is not a chaser, it's up to us to make them an official chaser.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Spread the word. That is your official Chaser fan chat mission of the episode.
There you go.
It's your call to duty, Chasers.
Call of duty.
And while you're checking out the Straight No Chaser Fall Tour, be sure to swing by their website and also pick up a copy, if you have it, of their With a Twist Deluxe Edition CD/DVD. It's now available at the smcmusic.com store. So whether you're able to go to a tour or not, you can always listen to and see the guys in the privacy of your own home. That way you can sing as loudly and as off-key as you want to with them. And no one has to hate you. It's a win-win situation.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. So guess what, folks? It's time for Chaser of the Month. Chaser of the Month. You know what, folks? We're recording this, and we usually do this, like, at the beginning of the month. Well, somehow we got separated with August. So, first, Chaser of the Month for August. We actually, you know what, guys? We actually had our first co-Chaser of the Month. Can you believe it? And if you didn't catch it, co-Chaser of the Month for August was Amanda and Megan. And you know what? What a great choice. These two girls do whatever they can to promote SNC. They do their blog thing. They do little giveaways. They go to the concerts together. They you know what? They even, the Gettysburg thing that went to last June, Megan and Amanda organized a little get-together, informal get-together at one of the hotels. And so after the Straight No Chaser concert, we all got together and we stories and laughs. It was a lot of fun. So Chaser of the Month, co-Chaser of the Month for August, Amanda and Megan. So congratulations.
Yay! Yay, Megan and Amanda. Yay!
All right, now, we also have, going into September, a brand new Chaser of the Month that was just announced today. Congratulations goes out to our very good friend, Tara Kellerman. Congratulations, Tara.
Yay, Tara!
Congratulations. Couldn't go to a more deserving Chaser. Tara's been around for a while, and she has always been out there promoting the guys and doing everything she can, so congratulations.
She's also been known to help put
supper on the guy's table with attending as many shows as she's gone to, you know, buying tickets. She's been a very good supporter for the guys. So I'm sure when they sit down at the table, you know, when they're doing grace, the Tara's always in their prayers and stuff like that. So thanks again, Tara. We love you. You know that. When I know I'll be glad to see I'll buy you a congratulatory drink this weekend. So that's off to you.
Congratulations, Tara Pack. All right. That's all for this episode, folks. Be sure to send us an email with any suggestions, comments, or chase your adventures to sncfanchat@gmail.com. Also, since we are a fan-run situation and we're not afraid to answer difficult questions, if you would like to send hate mail, you can send that to dave.white@gmail.com. Again, thanks for listening.
Hi, Dave.
And until next time, remember, you can't please any of the people any of the time. Bye-bye now.
See y'all later.
Wait, do I got to create a new email account, dave.white@gmail.com? Hey, folks, take care. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So Shayna, Kathy, Dave, and Tina, ready to go. S&C Fan Chat, time for the show.